24-year-old Karan Hood has never voted before.
I was one of those kids that was like, oh, I don't want to have a hand in the whole government thing and all this and that. But I've learned eventually that they basically fought for our rights to vote, so might as well just give it a chance.
He walked to the polling place through the crisp breeze with his friend Phyllis Copiaz, who's been a regular voter for decades.
I always vote.
Why?
Why wouldn't you vote? It's like attendance for the politicians, so they know you're paying attention.
For Justin Craver, the voting isn't about the politicians. It's about the ballot measures.
Don't really care about the people really in charge. I feel like they're kind of all the same. So I like voting on things.
On the measures and the initiatives.
Yeah, I feel like it's more impactful on my day-to-day life.
Tom Boney, decked out in his American flag suspenders, says he thinks it's often the specific issues that drive turnout during election. He and his wife have been voting in Alaska for more than 50 years.
But I notice that when different things are on the ballot, different people show up. We're here all the time, so. Hip, hip, hooray for the senior citizens, right?
Yay!
They're the standby.
His wife, Sandra, says they come for practical reasons.
You bet I've always voted. I wouldn't miss it. Because, hey, if I don't vote, then I can't gripe about what's going on. You bet.
A few minutes after entering the school, Hood walks out after casting his first ballot.
So do you feel different?
Yeah, I feel awesome. I mean, I made a change, and I'm glad to see what the outcome is.
He'll find out after the polls close at 8 o'clock tonight. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.